It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Joshua Johnson. In a moment, we'll step inside a temporary performance space in San Francisco that is introducing new audiences to classical music. We begin with the price of gas in California. Today, a state Senate committee will hold a hearing on the recent rise in prices. The hearing is partly a response to a letter several lawmakers wrote back in January asking California's Attorney General to investigate whether the oil industry is manipulating things. Here's KQED's Brian Goble.
Two events have affected the price of gas in California this year. Last month, an explosion and fire ripped through the ExxonMobil refinery in Torrance. And at the Tesoro refinery in Martinez, labor strife stopped production. The price of gas shot up by a dollar in some places.
That's a huge price spike when we see the price of crude falling. The price of gasoline around the rest of the country rose only moderately.
That's Jamie Cord of Consumer Watchdog. His group analyzed gas prices over the past 10 years and found that California drivers paid, on average, $2,000 more a year for gas than the rest of the country. The reason?
The refiners kept too little supply on hand compared to the rest of the nation, so they artificially drove the price up so they could charge more for it.
Cord says he doesn't buy the oil industry's claim that state programs to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, such as California's cap and trade program, are what's driving up prices. He says California lawmakers should require oil companies to stock up reserves. But the oil industry says it's not that easy. Tupper Hall is with the Western States Petroleum Association.
It has to be brought here in ships, some of it from other parts of the world where refineries are configured to make the unique blend of California fuel.
And that unique blend, which adds ethanol, is one reason the oil industry claims the price of gas is higher. Whatever the case, revenues from California's gas tax are falling because motorists aren't buying as much gas, which means fewer dollars to maintain California's roads and highways. So one question on lawmakers' minds is what to do in lieu of the gas tax. Ethan Elkind is Associate Director of the Climate Change and Business Program at UC Berkeley.
The big thing is if we can switch to a mileage-based fee.
That's something state officials are currently studying.
It should be a basic principle of fairness that, you know, if you drive 5 miles of roads, you should pay for those 5 miles. It shouldn't depend on how much gas you're using.
Elkind says the state needs to invest in projects that reduce traffic and reliance on the automobile, such as improving public transportation. I'm Brian Goble, KQED News.